screw is going on with our network. I'm barely hearing the music, but I know it's there somewhere. There's some of it. All right. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's what we do 7 nights a week live. Of course, you can join us here via the phones. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a variety of features that we give to you, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. You can go and enjoy our features for free over at freetalklive.com. So check that out. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Allie.
And JJ.
All right, so we'll start out with some international news. I mentioned this last night, but didn't have a chance to get into it. It's happening in Egypt, which has, of course, over the last year or so, been the site of much unrest. Of course, JJ, you've kind of you've followed a lot about, probably more in general, about the Middle East situation than I have. And I guess, does Egypt count as the Middle East or
yes,
like North Africa?
Well, Egypt is historically a pivotal part of the Middle East because it is the Nile, you know, the pyramids and all that. Obviously, it's one of those countries that you can definitely, people don't really think of it as part of Africa because of that. And the Sinai Peninsula is, you know, obviously the other part with Saudi Arabia. And so it's like that region is definitely the Middle Eastern region. Just looking at a map, you can kind of see it. Why it would be that way.
So there was a lot of unrest recently regarding Mubarak, I believe was his name,
yes.
the dictator there, who people were pretty upset about. People were out in the streets. There was much. There was, you know, rioting. There was military police out there shooting at folks. There were government buildings that had been set aflame. And eventually Mubarak ended up being... Was he exiled from Egypt? Because I've heard something about
him. Put on trial, actually,
yeah,
and he was found guilty of some crimes, so I think he was sentenced to time. And I think he tried to leave Egypt, and I think he was arrested, is what...
I remember seeing something about him being in custody for some reason, but
yes.
I didn't dig into that. But this is what has happened since then. Of course, as we knew a year ago, the military was going to be in a greater position of power in Egypt after Mubarak had left. And it looks like the military wanted even more power because, according to a CNN report here, it appears that parliament has been declared invalid and the military rulers have now declared themselves full legislative authority. This is according to Egypt's highest court declaring parliament invalid. And then the military rulers promptly declared full legislative authority, as it is called, triggering fresh chaos and confusion about the country's leadership. The Supreme Constitutional Court found that all articles making up the law that regulated parliamentary elections are invalid, according to a constitutional lawyer. The ruling means that parliament must be dissolved, according to their state television channel.
Wow. See, it's funny because back, it was sort of, there was... The military is a weird function in the Middle Eastern countries and some of these dictatorships in that it's led by a supreme commander type person and council.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it has its own following. It has its own sort of pull because that person is basically the commander in chief. Whereas here in this tyranny, the commander-in-chief is the same person that the president is.
But isn't it still going to be basically a huge police state?
Yeah,
the military is the one.
Yeah, it's the difference is this, is that during the Egypt uprising, you have the police state, which is the police officers and all the law enforcement, and that falls under the executive branch or the mm-hmm. president. And the military is basically its own branch. So they acted, instead of following the orders of Mubarak to fire upon civilians and kill people, they actually acted in their own best interest and did none of the sort, just kind of kept things from becoming full-on, you know, destruction and rampaging people. They did defend some of the state buildings, the state television.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they prevented that from being taken down as early as the protesters wanted it. So in a way, they acted as a stabilizing element. And
which
now,
might have won them some points.
Exactly. Which
population.
Because the military in that country is very much celebrated. A lot of the, in fact, Mubarak is a former military officer who
sure.
gained a lot of accolades during some war they fought. And so he was some commander of the forces, and you know, that helped win his elections, or his, at least his ascendancy to power, if you will, instead of election. But so the military is definitely its own entity, and it's sort of been, since the revolution, it's sort of been a waiting game to see if the military was going to go along with what the protesters and populists wanted, mm-hmm. or if they were going to strike out on their own. And clearly, from this news, they have decided to wait no longer and declare themselves leaders.
Parliament has been in session for just over 4 months. It's dominated by Islamists, a group long viewed with suspicion by the military. The Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, in control of the country since Mubarak's ouster, said that it now has full legislative power and that by Friday it will announce a 100-person assembly that will write the country's new constitution.
Wow.
So that's
basically
is huge.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think that's, you know, it's like if an uprising occurs, you're basically fighting troops. Now it becomes a loyalty game. You know, and some of the ideas of civil resistance, you're changing the loyalty of someone from loyal to the government to loyal to
the military,
to the, well, or loyal from the military to the populace, basically the uprising.
According to the piece here, the Muslim Brotherhood, Egypt's largest Islamist party, said that the Supreme Council of Armed Forces leaders were taking matters into their own hands against any true democracy they spoke of. The court also ruled that former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq, the last prime minister to serve under ousted Mubarak, may run in a presidential election runoff this weekend. The court rejected a law barring former members of Mubarak's regime from running in the election. So it looks like the old boys will be able to put their names in the hat, so to speak. The runoff pits Shafiq against Mohamed Morsi, the head of the Freedom and Justice Party, which is the Muslim Brotherhood's political arm. It goes on to describe more of the internal politics of the situation. But, I mean, a total rewrite of the Constitution there is what's on the table in Egypt. So anything can happen.
Well, I think with Egypt, the military under Mubarak, as I said, they were the executive military, different. They basically went along with the program, which was the pro-United States, pro-Israel program that's been handed out and dropped with food packages throughout the region.
Mm-hmm.
And so they followed that. And since then, with the Islamists being elected to positions of power within the cabinet and within the Congress or whatever parliament, legislative yeah. Parliament, they have different points of view. Obviously, the military had that point of view of pro-U.S., pro-Israel. They kind of became more moderate during the revolution, and then now I think they definitely don't agree with the anti-U.S., anti-Israel viewpoints of a lot of the Muslim Brotherhood people and the Islamists. So there's definitely a stark contrast with the ideologies there.
Ashraf Khali, an Egyptian-American journalist and author of the book Liberation Square, predicted the Muslim Brotherhood, which has shied away from straight-up confrontation with the military leadership, won't go to war over this. The activist community, on the other hand, they are very upset, he said. Hossam Bagat of the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights decried the court's decisions in a tweet. He said, Egypt just witnessed the smoothest military coup. We'd be outraged if we weren't so exhausted. Perhaps guarding against more popular unrest, riot police and military personnel, some in armored vehicles, were outside the court ahead of the rulings. Military intelligence officers were also present. After the ruling was announced regarding Shafiq, a crowd of citizens shouted their disapproval. Military police moved to block the road in front of the court, a major Cairo artery. So it's almost as though they knew what the decision was going to be in advance of it being made.
Right, and they would definitely want to try to mitigate any sort of collective protesting that's happened in that square previously. So, you know, stopping that from happening early is definitely their game plan.
Shadi Hamid, director of research at the independent Brookings Doha Center, called the court rulings the worst possible outcome for Egypt and declared that he felt the transition to civilian rule is effectively over. He said that Egypt is entering into a very dangerous stage, and I think a lot of people were caught by surprise. Your thoughts are certainly welcome if you have some insights here. 855-453. Maybe you are from the region or have been over there with some experience. You can share with us. You're certainly welcome too. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Also, coming up, men who are locked up even though they're innocent. Yep, that's right. Right here in the good old USA. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes, when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and get signed up for news updates. We will keep you in the loop with whatever's fresh about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method is best for you. And you can sign up for any of those for free over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. And I want to invite you over to plainboards.com, P-L-A-I-N, plainboards.com. That's where you can get, within moments, your own free anonymous message board. And you can use this message board for whatever reason you want to. Maybe you just want to share something with your friends, have your friends come to this anonymous board. You can do that. You can just share the link out there to whoever you want. Or you can put it on your website, link to it from your blog, embed it in your web page. These are all possibilities. And they're all zero cost. You go to plainboards.com, type in the name of this the board that you want to create, click go, and that's it. You're done. It's there for you. You just implement at that point. So it's that easy to have your own anonymous message board that's completely free. There's no installation necessary. You don't have to identify yourself. No one who uses plainboards.com has to identify themselves. So that can be very useful. Plainboards.com is where you can go to learn more and get one. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There was news about Egypt where it looks like there has been what is essentially a bloodless coup with the military of the country taking what they call full legislative authority after a court has declared parliament completely invalid. There's apparently going to be a 100-person assembly that will be writing a new constitution. And can you imagine for just a moment how crazy it would be if the U.S. government went ahead and just wrote up a new constitution?
Right.
What sort of provisions would be in this new constitution? I mean, it would be all manner of likely, free health care for everybody. We'll take care of you from cradle to grave. I mean, who knows what they would put in there, but it probably wouldn't even resemble the current constitution. And the current one, as we can see, as Lysander Spooner put it, has either been powerless to prevent the tyranny that we have today or has authorized it. So the current one's bad enough, but imagine how much worse it could be if they actually had to rewrite the entire thing.
Yeah, if it was, you know, from their perspective, you know, there is a certain difference in viewpoints, a great deal of difference in viewpoints from the active duty military people and how they perceive the world around them and their role in it and whatnot, and how they perceive civilians, quote unquote. And a lot of civilians, I don't think, understand or even can think in the same sense and perceive the world through the soldier's eyes or whatnot. So it's like the military people can see both,
mm-hmm.
but they once you get into this sort of culture, it definitely is a social pressure to adhere to that culture and conform to it. And then you do see things differently. You do value things differently. And It's you know, having a different value system all of a sudden imposed upon you that is foreign to you is definitely not something I think people are ready for or in this country. I think in Egypt the thing is it's like they understand things differently. You know, the paradigm is much different there.
Sure.
I think the power structure has a paradigm that has two peaks to it instead of just one. Here it's so the power is so concentrated in this paradigm that
are the riots in Egypt meant to get more government involved?
No, most of the riots in Egypt that have happened were to ouster Mubarak, to get him out of government, and then all his people out of government in positions of power, and then to replace them with popular elected people. That was the goal. And the popular elections yielded results which the military didn't find favorable. So the military says, well, we don't have to put up with this.
Oh, they found a judge who basically threw the entire system out.
Right. Well, yeah. Any judge with a gun behind his head will say anything you want him.
So, I think you made an interesting point about the centralization of power here in this country. Obviously, there's a lot of power in D.C., far more today than there was in the 1700s, late 1700s, when the Constitution was written up.
Right.
So, I mean, those guys writing the Constitution, likely some of them wanted power. You know, Alexander Hamilton and people like that, they were interested in centralizing government and having a central bank and that sort of thing. So there were certainly some people that were seeking power within that group of men, but they couldn't have, you know, obviously they couldn't have envisioned what was coming 200 years down the road. And now there's even more power there than there ever was. You know, where the Constitution was signed was nowhere near as influential and controlling back then as it is today. And so to have those men, those 535 men now today in D.C., to have them sit down and write a new Constitution, to even just get in and have them amend this existing Constitution could be pretty devastating. Although one might point out that the system doesn't care what the Constitution says, so who gives a damn anyway? Although it is nice to be able to point to a few things in there and like, well, wait, free speech, isn't that still important to people?
I had a discussion just the other day with Allie about this sort of idea, and the idea that, you know, what is government actually produced or created and given to society? And the things that I could list were only the most destructive and, you know, death-creating things on Earth. The atomic weapon, for example, aircraft carriers.
The space shuttle.
Well, I'm not even going to go there. I understand as far as you're concerned it's a waste of money, but that doesn't actually kill people.
Well, no, I'm trying to give you something. You said, well, what do they create?
Okay, you're right. Yeah, the space shuttle, but then
that's
again,
that's only the scene, though.
Grossly.
That's the point is like, exactly. Well, yeah, if you take a bunch of money out of the productive sector of the economy, eventually you're going to be able to come up with something, but if you just have all the money in the world, then yeah, I hope you can make some kind of rocket that makes it to the moon.
Well, right. Well, if you look at the space shuttle, I mean, it's a piece of junk. I mean, the thing is a humongous contraption that hasn't actually changed in a significant fashion in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
So it's old. It's decrepit. I mean, it's just like you look at versions of software. You know, Firefox, for instance, constantly being upgraded. Car companies are constantly releasing new models of product to the marketplace, looking to satisfy demand. And if we'd actually had freedom in the area of space travel, then we'd probably get more of what we saw with the XPRIZE, for instance, where the different groups were competing to create something that could, I think it was, get into low Earth orbit, I believe was the specification on that. And they didn't spend hardly anything to make that happen in comparison to what NASA has spent on the space shuttle. So I just kind of was being devil's advocate by throwing that out there. It's like, well, what would somebody say? That's something that you could put out there. You could say the National Weather Service as well. But these are both things that could be done in the marketplace and could be done much more efficiently and better.
Think about historically, though. Take the idea and go all the way through history and what has organized power, basically, whether you want to call it mafia or government or religion, whatever it is, organized power and control has yielded wars and genocide and just all manner of ill, I guess, deeds.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's just like, without the government doing that, it might just be a few select individuals who have that psychopathic predilection. But it takes government to really put the screws to people.
Yeah, and don't forget mass imprisonment as well, the U.S. being the most imprisoning country in the world today. We'll tell you about how some men are behind bars while being legally innocent. Say about that, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Talk Live, toll free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are there for you. Listening options included live streams. You can tune in anytime you like because around the clock, our live streams feature the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Broadband, midband, narrowband, whatever size fits your internet connection. They're all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can learn about the over 100 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. AM and FM, plus our XM satellite radio channels are listed there. Our webcam is an option for you, plus our listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and tune in that way. Listen.freetalklive.com will take you to those options. You can learn more there. Listen.freetalklive.com. The Freedom Cam is something that anybody who considers themselves an activist should take a look at. And even if you don't consider yourself an activist, and maybe you've had a bad experience with the police in your car while driving around, maybe you haven't yet had a bad experience, but you know people who have. You're aware that the police are becoming more and more intrusive as time goes on. In fact, last night on the program, we heard from Jillian Batty from statelesssweets.com, and she told us her story about encountering a police checkpoint, an internal ICE, federal government checkpoint.
Is that the immigration checkpoint?
Well, whatever it was a drug checkpoint because they were walking dogs
customs,
around
yeah,
every
immigration
single
customs
car. Right, but it wasn't at the border. It was just right. somewhere in Texas. And so she didn't, unfortunately, have the thought to go ahead and turn her phone on. And it can be hard under those circumstances to remember everything that you should do to make sure that the encounter goes as well as it possibly can. Well, if you have the Freedom Cam in your car, you don't have to think about it because it's there for you. It's plugged in. It's on. It's operating at all times. So wherever you're going, the Freedom Cam is recording the goings-on. It's got a camera in front and behind, so meaning it'll see everything going on in your cab, and it'll also see everything going on the road in front of you. So it's constantly recording that. It also has a microphone built in, plus GPS, which will allow the unit to record where you were going and at what speed you were going. So it's actually pretty useful if there's an accident, because there's an actual record of, you know, well, you were turning from this direction, and you were going this fast, and that's all there. All that information is kept on the Freedom Cam. So go to freedomcam.net and pick up what could be something that saves your activist butt from being attacked by the police, or at the very least afterwards, we'll leave you with a record of what occurred. Freedomcam.net allows you to get more information about that. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, I was out and about today in Little Keene, New Hampshire, as there was an event going on in town that some local folks put on. I had the opportunity to speak at it, and it was the Tom Ball Memorial, the one-year memorial for the man who did something that is fairly unusual in this country. He set himself on fire. And he did this out in front of the local Superior Courthouse here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. And the reason why he did that was because, well, he felt like he didn't have any other option.
Right.
The courthouse had been screwing him over for almost a decade over a family custody issue. And it's a horrible story. If you want to learn more about it, you can go to freekeen.com and search for Tom Ball. I did a lot of research into the case at the time that it had happened. And essentially, the gist of the story is there was an incident with him and his daughter back around the turn of the century where he did the wrong thing. He slapped his daughter in the mouth. And not right. Not the right thing to do. It caused her, I guess, lip to split, and she was bleeding.
Oh, my gosh.
As a result of that. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about a fairly young girl
right.
as well.
Yeah.
Not that it would be
I
okay.
believe it was four?
Yeah, I believe it was four. Not that it would be okay if she was 14, but, you
right.
know,
right.
It's not good. So this was
he a drinker?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
But, you know, let's say yes. It doesn't matter. He did something wrong. It was inappropriate. And in further discussion with his wife at that time, she had contacted the local family services organization, which is a corporation that is very tied in with the government, and they are funneled all kinds of money by the state, and a lot of people have had really negative experiences with these folks. And the lady that she was talking to this night, obviously tensions were very high in the house at this time, and the lady that she was talking to on the phone told her that if she didn't report it to the police, she could be facing criminal charges.
Yep.
Now, this was a lie. It's actually not the case at all. But the woman on the phone wanted her to do something about this. And, you know, it's understandable that somebody who's in a position of trying to help battered women, for instance, would want to encourage someone who has been abused to, and I'm not saying she was abused, that's never been the allegation, but to encourage someone who's connected with abuse to take it to the so-called authorities because they believe that solves problems. I don't think it does in every case.
They just know that if it goes to the authorities, then eventually they're going to end up having a job where they get to get paid to come and take over the situation?
That would be a very cynical way to look at it, but it's certainly a realistic possibility.
I'm just trying to look at the incentive structure.
Yeah. That is absolutely an incentive. This organization has an incentive to fill its ranks with business that are funneled to it by the state courts. So the woman on the phone lies to the lady, tells her, well, you've got to call the police or you could be arrested for this. And unfortunately, she took her word for it, and she called the police on her husband in this instance. And in the town in which the police were responding, as is the case in a lot of places around the country, when the police are called to a domestic violence incident, they are under obligation to take someone out of that home in handcuffs. They are under obligation to make an arrest. And that's what they did.
According to policy.
Correct. I don't think it's a state law. It's just a department policy.
Yes.
So they arrested this man, even though that wasn't the intention of his wife. She did not want him to be arrested. And this created a snowball effect that resulted in him losing his kids. It resulted in them divorcing. It resulted in just a mess, an absolute mess. And what ended up happening, you know, long story short, what ended up happening to Tom Ball was that he was trying to get to see his kids again and going through whatever court processes were, you know, required for this, and being very obedient to those court processes, doing what he was told to do. And, you know, he hadn't had any violent incidents since that particular incident.
No, I think he had an issue with the woman assigned to act as the supervisor of the child.
The woman who was assigned to the case was working with Monadnock Family Services, which was the same organization that had screwed him over by lying to his wife in the first place. And the issue was, in front of this judge, who's a real jerkwad, this judge had told him, well, if you get approved by this person from Monadnock Family Services, then you can have your kids back.
Right.
All you have to do is just jump through this one hoop, go through whatever process they have for you,
was it counseling? I think he had, sit through a counseling session with her.
Yeah.
And then she would make a decision and get his kids back.
Yeah, basically. And his position was essentially, look, judge, why can't you make the decision?
Yeah.
You've been familiar with this case for a decade. Why can't you decide whether or not I have the ability to take care of my kids on a supervised or even unsupervised capacity? So essentially the judge was pawning the responsibility ultimately, because the judge can make this decision if he wants to, but pawning it off on Monadnock Family Services and essentially saying, well, I'm not going to make this decision. They have to make it. And so Tom Ball was protesting that decision, saying, well, I don't want them to make this decision because they're biased.
Right.
I feel like they're biased against me. I would rather have you, who clearly you're biased too, but I'd rather have you make the decision than Monadnock Family Services. And that was the impasse that they had reached, because the judge wasn't going to budge on that, and Tom Ball wasn't budging on it either. So he wanted to see his kids, but he didn't want to deal with an organization that he felt was corrupted. And I think there are a lot of people that feel the same way. Ultimately, what ended up happening was he had been out of work. He had gotten fired from a job in the previous year, hadn't found work since then. So it's kind of hard to pay child support payments if you can't go to work. And so there was a hearing on his lack of child support payments that had been scheduled. And he knew that he was going to be put in a jail cell at that hearing because he hadn't paid those payments, even though he wants to. He just hadn't done it. And so rather than go to jail, he decided to make a political statement. And it's the most intense statement a man could make. He set himself on fire. There's more coming up.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you got to get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? He ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House No. 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low-price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring whatever's on your mind. Here with you in the studio, it's Ian.
Allie.
And JJ.
Once again, 855-453. Coming up soon, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. JJ, you are busily putting together what is a pretty humongous, like, package of things that you're doing out there.
That's too much.
They originally had just brought you on board to organize the bands,
right,
put together a list of bands, but then somehow you ended up getting roped into
filming the entire thing.
Really?
Yeah. I wrote up a little thing about it on the page for it, but yeah, I approached Osborne and, happy birthday Osborne, and his wife, the organizers of the event, mm-hmm, Sharon, and Jason, and I basically said, hey, you know, there's not a lot of good footage out there. I've been trying to look for footage to cut up ads and do video work with, and there's really not hardly any quality footage. Where the audio is, there's so many different aspects that can yield poor footage, whether it's the shaky camera, or the lighting, or the audio.
Yeah.
And so basically I was like, well, why don't we try to, initially the idea was to burn DVDs right there. But that has a lot of logistics and overhead, so we were going to live switch it and just put it on YouTube. And then the live switcher isn't going to work out. So I'm going to record it, bring it into a editing program, and then live switch it as I edit it with this software.
So you're going to have, like, what, three different cameras?
Yes.
Recording all at the same time, and then later on you're going to have to put it all together.
That's right.
It's a huge project.
It is. It's 60 hours.
Wow. Wait, 60 hours so far or 60 hours after the fact?
I've probably already spent about 120 on it. But
wow.
60 hours of actual recording time, and then more hours might be gathered from other ways. I was thinking about having one camera a couple times. What about having a camera just shoot out of the pavilion and then have your Porkfest message here instead of writing it on that tarp? It's just a video message, and then at the end just cut out the time, whatever blank time there is, and just, you know, for an hour here, an hour there, compress it for time, and then just put it out as, like,
I think it's a great idea. I think the whole thing's a huge big concept, and it'll be take the coverage of Porkfest to the next level in a big way. So folks can help support this effort
definitely
in some way. How can
if you go to the Facebook page Porkfest Chronicles? It would be facebook.com/Porkfest Chronicles PORCFEST Chronicles, and then there's all kinds of sponsor information. In fact, I had a special up there today where if an individual or organization sponsors for the $500 package, which is the highest one, I will offer free video production for a 30-second ad to be used in it, as well as the splash image and the bottom third graphic. So
cool. And that 30-second ad could, in theory, be used elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. That's all of it could be used elsewhere, because it doesn't necessarily have to say Porkfest.
And there are going to be a lot of great speakers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Oh, yes.
So within that 60 hours of recording that you're going to do, there are going to be a variety of different panel discussions and individual speeches. And there's also there's a roast, I think, that's going to happen. There's just a lot going to be going on. And this is all just in the one location at the pavilion at Porkfest. Of course, Porkfest, it takes an entire campsite or an entire campground. And so there's obviously more that even your cameras won't be able to capture.
Yep.
But what's going on in that pavilion are a whole bunch of different events. And it'll be great to have them cut up and put on YouTube, and that way people will be able to see what's happening at Porkfest. Because there are a lot of people out there listening that they hear us talk about Porkfest every year on Free Talk Live. They hear us broadcasting live from there. In fact, Free Talk Live will begin broadcasting live Sunday night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And they hear all this, but yet maybe it's just too much of a hassle to get to New Hampshire. Maybe they don't want to fly. Maybe they don't want to drive. Maybe it's just too expensive to get up here. And so this would be a great way for people to get a window into the world, a portion of the world that that is Porkfest. And if there's somebody who supports liberty, somebody who loves the ideas of freedom, then this would be a great way for them to get the message out via sponsorships on these videos to back up what you're doing, JJ, because even if you get some sponsors in the door, you're still not going to get paid what your time is worth.
No, it's not even going to come close. And then the capital I'm using through equipment that I'm borrowing from other people or using whatever. And, yeah, it's going to be a really good vicarious sort of experience for someone to basically be at Porkfest at this pavilion and watching these events. And the ideas will spread, and I'm really happy about that. Get the message out there. And I think if it looks professional and slick, people are going to share it. And, you know, certain aspects of it can go viral, hopefully, and maybe, you know, the ideas of liberty are successfully spread. So that's the goal.
That is a good goal, but it would be also be nice for some people to step up and put their logos on things.
Exactly.
That would be useful. So Porkfest, you can go to facebook.com/Porkfest Chronicles.
Yes.
And then contact you through that page.
Yeah, the page has a contact. You can just contact us directly at sponsor@Porkfest.com.
Perfect. All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up in North Dakota, the voters there are going to be doing something interesting. Normally, when it comes to propositions that are on the ballot, a lot of them are pretty dull. They're real, you know, legalese sounding and sometimes very confusing. But can you imagine having on the ballot in your state a proposition to eliminate property tax?
Wow.
That's what they've got coming up in North Dakota.
That's exciting.
Yeah. According to the New York Times, since Californians shrank their property taxes more than three decades ago by passing Proposition 13, people around the nation have echoed their dismay over such levies, putting forth plans to even them, simplify them, cap them, and slash them. In an election on Tuesday, residents of North Dakota will consider a measure that reaches far beyond any of that, one that abolishes the property tax entirely.
Wow, actual true property ownership. That's amazing.
Oh, you know what? I thought this article was actually written post Tuesday. So this election actually went through. We will have to find out. I thought it was coming up this Tuesday, but it was actually this past Tuesday. So if one of y'all wants to look maybe as I share this with you as to what the results were of this, I would hope that people would have come forward to eliminate this thing. But as you might imagine, state agents are very upset with this being placed on the ballot. We'll get to some of their quotes here in a moment.
I would like to know that my home, no matter what happens to my income or my life, is not going to be taken away from me because I can't pay a tax, says Susan Beeler, who's one in a group of North Dakotans who have pressed for an amendment to the state constitution to end the property tax. They argue that it is unpredictable, inconsistent, counter to the concept of property ownership, and needless in a state that, thanks in part to wildly successful oil drilling, finds itself in the rare circumstance of carrying budget reserves.
Well, sadly, she finds herself disappointed because results are North Dakota votes against abolishing property tax.
By what percentage? Do you happen to have that handy?
I'm
going to
click this thing here.
Because an unusual coalition of forces, including the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce and the state's largest public employees unions, of course, vehemently opposed the idea, arguing that such a ban would upend this quiet capital. Some big unanswered questions, those opponents say, include precisely how lawmakers would make up some $812 million in annual property tax revenue. What effect the change would have on hundreds of other state laws and regulations that allude to the more than century-old property tax, and what decisions would be left for North Dakota's cities, counties, and other governing boards if, say, they wanted to build a new school, hire more police, or open a new park. I mean, from these people's perspective, ending the property tax is chaos.
Right. Well, I think 76% of the people agreed with them. 76 to 23, basically.
76% of voters voted to keep property taxes.
Yes.
That's just insane.
Rejected the proposal to abolish them.
My God, what would happen to our government if we didn't have property taxes?
Oh, man.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's the dependency system. You're dependent upon government, and it's just it's an addictive sort of dependence, you know?
It's horrifying. I thought it would do much better than that. I mean, when something that radical, you'd think, like, property owners would have been all about this and would have come out.
It would have been retroactive, too, so that if you would have paid, it would have been retroactive to the January 1st, according to ABC News. Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, darn it. I was so excited. I thought, man, like, North Dakota, if they could actually get rid of property taxes, maybe we need to relook at this whole free state project idea, because that would be pretty amazing. To go somewhere like that.
Right. I mean, that would be pretty awesome. But, yeah, what drives people to vote for tyranny? I never understood that. I mean, I guess you see in presidential elections all the time.
Well, it's the fear-mongering of certain politicians to use that angle. Well, if you do this, it's like, yeah, if you stop paying for food stamps, people are going to starve to death. You're going to have, you know, 50 million people die.
Old people are going to die in the streets if you don't have property taxes.
It's ridiculous.
Well, what about those people voting in favor of property taxes? Why don't they? Okay, so if 70-whatever percent of us, why don't we all just get together and agree to have our own pool of money? And then those people who obviously feel coerced into doing it, let them go do their own thing. But if it's just a 30% decrease.
Because those people can't handle the idea of someone opting out. They know people will opt out, and they can't handle it. They want to force people into it. In fact, I was talking with one of the police here in town who loved the idea of... He was in favor of the idea of getting rid of certain regulations and such, but when it came to ending taxes, his position was, well, he didn't want to pay for some of these things that were going on in town, like assistance programs and things like that, and so he wouldn't. So he feels like he needs to be forced to be paid for these things. More coming up. We can talk more about why people do this in moments. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.